It is Joe Wants to Know here on Radio Now 100.9, and we're kind of wrapping up a very boring, no passion at all involved conversation. I'm kidding. If you're just turning in, it's a big fight. My buddy, he just proposed a little bit ago to his now fiance, and less than 24 hours after she said yes, she said no to him smoking weed anymore. He does it, and I want to clarify because everybody's got an opinion. What I know and what he's told me, because I've known him forever, since high school, he smokes weed almost like medical marijuana. He's in Michigan. He has a license, but I don't think he needs it for pain. He just does it every day to relax. To me, he's not a pothead where you think of like, yeah, like he functions, highly functioning, has a good job. He's held it down for 10 years, pays his bills. So in my opinion, I don't think he's like a pothead or somebody that just can't, you know, actually take care of themselves. What are people saying on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter and Instagram and also Radio Now 100.9?
I'm laughing because we're getting a lot of tweets being like, well, Alex, I think people who eat chicken nuggets and goldfish every day are disgusting.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
Nico said, Alex, how many days a week do you eat chicken nuggets? Are you addicted? Here's the thing.
Shots fired.
I eat chicken nuggets a lot. I enjoy them. They're my favorite food. I do eat them multiple times a week. I don't eat them every single day, and I don't need them every single day. And if I go without them, I don't start twitching and freaking out. Even with coffee, there are people that if they do not have a cup of coffee, they literally have withdrawals. Then you know that you are addicted, and it's a problem. Yes, coffee is legal, and there's nothing wrong with coffee, but if you're addicted to anything, then it is probably not a good thing. Caffeine, drugs, alcohol, whatever. Erin said, I agree with Alex 150%, and it's her opinion. My opinion is the same. If you are smoking every day or abusing anything every day, that it is wrong. People are looking too deep into this.
That's my opinion!
Casey, I agree with Alex. I won't even date someone if they smoke anything or drink all the time. Amber, that drama made me feel better about my current road rage issues. Crying, laughing. I'm with you, Alex. If you have to, then you have a problem. Nothing wrong with having a good time sometimes, but different to need to do it all the time. Also, crazy to expect people to change. Yeah. Dan, I 100% agree with Alex. If you're smoking a joint and getting high for several hours a day, that's the majority of the time you're awake and you have a problem.
Once again,
finally, the people that are for me are coming out. Thank you.
Once again, a little late, these people are ignorant because he's just smoking once a day. He's not doing it all day, like as a part time job.
Smoke weed every day.
Chris on the Joe and Alex Show. You agree with Alex?
I do. I rarely agree with Alex on this one. I'm totally with Alex on it.
Thank you.
And everyone who's calling in saying like, what about this? What about that? That's a straw man argument. And you're absolutely unintelligent if that's your only argument is, well, what about this? What about that? Like, okay, like I drink coffee every day. And if I don't drink coffee, then I get headaches and I know it's a dirty habit. And whether, you know, smoking once a day, even if you're not getting high for several hours or whatever, that THC is still in your system. So he has gone from today to back in college without a single day going by without THC being in his system. That's a problem.
Chris, let me ask you this. Maybe you know this or not, but I've talked about it on the Joe and Alex Show here. I've been on medication for a month, month and a half. I really don't have depression, but more anxiety and stress, and it's been working wonders. So I'm technically medicated right now talking to you, but what if I was anxious and I smoked weed to relax me? Is there a difference between those two?
Again, it's a difference if there's a prescription but you're doing it recreationally.
Yeah.
Legally, sure there is, but not really. If they're treating the problem, they're treating the problem. Hey, man, thanks for the call. I really appreciate that.
You are so dumb.
All right, let's go to Nikki on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, guys.
What's up? What do you want to say?
So, basically, I am a daily smoker. I am also a professional who gets up every single day at 5 a.m. and work out every single day. And I agree with both of you a little bit. Alex, I listen to you every day. I love your political beliefs and spread the word, girl.
Thank you.
But I will say that it is totally, you can absolutely function smoking daily, and I don't smoke before I go to work. I mean, I love my job, and I cannot function at work if I am high. I mean, I just, you know, you feel different. You have kind of a more laid-back attitude. You know, I need to focus, and that kind of takes my focus away a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I will tell you, I also have a child. Now, I wait for her to go to bed. We don't ever smoke around her. We would never, ever do that. We're very responsible about it. So she has no clue in regards to that, but she is young. But I will tell you this. I mean, I smoke every day to relax, to, you know, kind of take away the stress of the day. It's not that I'm addicted. I've quit on many different occasions. you know, for different, you know, maybe trying to get another job, or I quit the entire time I was pregnant.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm very specific about what the way I go about it, and I'm very secretive about it because I don't want my parents to know, hence my atheist. I don't want anyone else to really know. I don't want my work people to know. There's very select few people that I share that information with in my life. But I am highly functioning. I mean, you know, on the weekends, I may smoke during the day or whatever, but, you know, I can still function. Now, I choose not to drive when I do stuff like that. You know, I like to be home. I like to be safe. I like to make sure that I'm being responsible for other people around.
It sounds like you're very in control of it. If you feel like you can quit at any time, you can go days without doing it, and you don't feel the need to have to do it, then I would say you're not addicted. You're doing it by choice. And by choice, if I was a guy and I was like dating you, then I'd be like, that's unattractive to me that you smoke every day. But I would agree with you that it doesn't sound like you're addicted. But so that's a separate conversation. I'm just unattracted to people that have to smoke anything every single day.
Hey, Nikki.
But then if you are by choice, you know, able to quit or whatever, then I would say that's good.
Thank you for the call, Nikki.
Smoke weed every day.
Last one on this right now for Joe Wants to Know. Lindsay, what did you want to say?
Hey, so I just kind of feel like it's gotten off topic. It's not so much about addiction and, you know, whether you have prescription or whether it's legal or whatever. Like, the original question was more about their relationship.
Right.
And, I mean, I agree with Alex, and it's like, why this girl is dumb for dating this guy for so long that she obviously didn't agree with his lifestyle. Now all of a sudden she expects him to change. Like, I've been married 10 years. Like, my husband still leaves his socks on the floor. He's not.
Oh, that's cause for divorce right there.
You know,
can't believe you've been putting up with that.
So it's like, she's dumb for staying with him if she didn't agree with his lifestyle. And in expecting him to change now. And I would also question, like, how would their relationship be if he didn't smoke pot? Like, I'm assuming basically the time they spend together, he has, you know, gotten off work and smoked pot, and then they're together. And it's like, well, what kind of relationship would they be if he didn't do that?
Yeah, and I don't know. Like I said, he doesn't smoke it all the time, and like once a day for sure. But I don't know if he does it in the morning before he goes to work, if it's always like, hey, I guess got home from work, let me take my my stuff off and let me light up a bowl. I don't know exactly when, but hey, thank you, Lindsay, and everybody else that called in this morning. A lot of passionate people, too, online. Keep it going. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and our Facebook is Radio Now 100.9.